Attorney at County Law, Karen Conti. And Karen, I would imagine that you're getting a lot of questions these days from divorced folks, and there are some situations now that were unanticipated related to all of the changes in schools. What are you hearing?
A lot of, you know, people trying to figure out how they're going to stay at home, how they're going to watch their kids, how they're going to supervise their kids. Do the kids have to stay at home? The parenting schedules are all mixed up. Who's going to pay for daycare and childcare, and who's going to pick up the children? And, you know, all of those things are figured out when the divorce happens, but now they're upside down because not only are things changed, we don't even really know right now what's going to happen. So, and with the courts sort of closed right now, it's even more difficult because if you have a dispute, it's hard to resolve it.
So, can a divorce agreement be changed in light of this situation?
It sure can, and you can change it by agreement. So, if you and your spouse or ex-spouse have an agreement to switch, you know, parenting plan, so maybe mom now can't watch the child and dad can because he is working at home and she isn't, then you can change it by agreement. If there's a dispute, though, you probably are going to have to put it in writing and get it entered by the court.
So, for example, if you have several children, maybe they need computers for online learning, does your ex contribute to that legally? Can you make them?
Yes. Generally speaking, child support goes to cover your overhead, so your food and the child's you know, clothing and that type of thing. But if it's an extraneous cost like that, like a computer or a field trip or tutoring, something that's over and above the normal child's expense, then generally speaking, the court would probably make the other spouse contribute at least half or maybe in ratio to the income that each party earned.
If you're divorced, could you force your ex to take the kids during the school week so you could work? Something like that happens?
You know, I hear that all the time, but you really can't force a parent to have time with the child. Can't do that. So if mom doesn't want to be with the child, you can't force that on her. However, as I said before, if you need daycare because you can't do it, or you need some sort of help with that, then you can make the other spouse contribute to the payment of it.
What if mom wants to homeschool the kids and dad doesn't? Who gets to make the decision as far as the courts? What would they do?
Well, generally, you first look to the agreement. So if you have a divorce decree or an agreement, judgment for dissolution, you look at that. And who's got the right to make decisions for education? That should be spelled out in there. And if it's mom can make that decision. Should take input from dad, but she probably gets to make that decision. If it's joint decision-making, if that's what it says, then you have to discuss it. And if there's a disagreement, you are probably going to have to go back to court on it. What would a judge do? It probably depends on, you know, it depends on all the factors. Is mom equipped to do it? Mom would have to come up with a plan on how this was best for the children. If the children have maybe medical issues, maybe the idea of staying at home is a good idea. If the children are very social and they like to go to school and they like to go play in sports or whatever, the judge could decide otherwise. So it really depends on the case.
And as far as the workplace is concerned, if your child will be home and you have to work, does your employer have to accommodate you?
Not really. And this is a big surprise to people. If your employer says you have to come to work and you don't have child care, you've got to get it. Otherwise, you could get fired for not going to work. I mean, there's really no right to accommodation based on having children. And this is really bad. And I'll say for both parents, but mostly for women, because it seems that women, you know, have the majority of the child care. Still, we're kind of a traditional society. And when women say, I can't go back to work, or I have to work fewer hours, or work remotely when the boss wants you to come back, this is really bad for women. They're not getting raises. They're not going to be getting promotions and things like that. So I really encourage women to try to get your partner to step up to the plate and maybe share that responsibility so you don't take a hit in the workplace.
I imagine you're getting a lot of calls on this topic right now at County Law.
a lot of these calls, and we're trying to work them out. That's the best way to do it, obviously. You know, I try to work with the other lawyer or work with the other party and try to compromise, because you don't want to spend the money and the time, and the courts are not really open yet, and so they will hear some of these problems, but it's not a swift process, and by the time you get them heard, the school year is half over. So so we're all trying to work together.
Karen Cotty with more here on WGN Radio Sunday night, 5 until 7 p.m., and we'd like to check in during the week for some legal briefs. Appreciate it as always, Karen. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Bob.